This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is the Conversations with Carol show. What that really means is that I don't have any specific topic that I'm going to be talking about. I always do start the show talking a little bit about the energy and what we're experiencing and how that's impacting us, and I'm going to do that as well. But what I really am going to be doing the entire hour is just taking your calls and sharing my medical intuitive skills with you. Now, what that means is that you don't really have to have a health problem. But what you may do is you just may have a question about a decision. I mean, decisions are a little bit difficult right now because of where the energy is. We feel like we're getting kind of caught in that confused state, and we thought we were moving forward, but we're not really sure we're moving forward. And so one of the things that I hope to always do as a medical intuitive and as an intuitive is to be able to help you get your head above water so you can look around, see what's really going on. And then what you can also do is in that getting your head above water, getting meaning out of the problem itself, looking at it differently. I hope that that's one of my other abilities and gifts to be able to help people, is not only looking at their body differently, but really kind of looking at your life differently as well. So I'm going to be taking your calls. So if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S. and Canada, and also it's good for international callers. I have callers from Singapore and South America and all over, so you can use the 877-230-3062. All you have to do, of course, as an international caller, is dial your international calling code before, 877-230-3062. I also wanted to let you know that I just posted my March Your Health teleclass. It is a free teleclass. I'm very excited about the topic. I mean, I always am, and you hear me say that over and over again. But this particular topic is on burnout. But it isn't necessarily the burnout that we think of that's associated with stress, because in actuality, burnout and stress aren't the same. And burnout doesn't cause stress, nor does stress cause burnout. So as I was really looking at the topic for this March Your Health teleclass, I really looked at burnout as being more of a energetic or a psyche or and psychic depletion. And that psychic part of us, when I refer to that, is not to scare anybody away with the word, but the reality of it is that we're all intuitive beings, even if we're not aware that we are. And one of the things that when we get caught up in the energy of where we are, the emotional charge that's in that energy, we feel overwhelmed. We can't seem to make decisions. We thought we were going along fine, and then all of a sudden, it's like we fell off of a cliff. All of these things, plus all of this tension, because we are energetic beings, all of this tension is draining us energetically. It's like we're going in and not only using up our physical reserves, but we're using up that energy reserve that we have. And part of the thing with burnout is that it's very, very important for us to be able to restore and recharge our batteries, not only, and again, at a physical level with sleep, diet changes, and things like that, but also to be able to help us from a standpoint of energetic. And what that really equates to in my world is using things that are vibrational medicine, things like essential oils, things like flower essence, things that we do with tones, chanting. One of the things that I found from working with burnout from this different perspective, from it just being physical to being this psycho-spiritual aspect of burnout, is that one of the things that's very, very important to restore the batteries of that soul part of us is that we need to have rituals. And that ritual can be something like getting up and taking a shower, brushing our teeth. That takes care of the physical. But what about that time that we set aside on a daily basis that we just get quiet with ourselves. That's really a ritual that's needed right now. Maybe it's that you can create an altar. Maybe that's you have a sacred space in your house where you can just sit quiet. Silence is really part of the ritual. So this teleclass is going to be on March 22nd, 2012. It is at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is a free teleclass, and as we're getting deeper into this enlightenment consciousness, our old consciousness of everyday physicality and our survival aspects of it are just running rampant. The fear of survival is running rampant. So again, it's very, very important. So I'm going to be looking at these challenges in this teleclass and how we can actually work with them. And the thing that is, as I said, it is free. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is to go and check out the write-up on burnout so you can see what a different approach I'm taking on it. You can do that at my website, www.ritberger.com, and you can register right there online. Again, it's free as you listen to it. And for any reason, if you can't make the teleclass, within a week after the teleclass, I will have both for purchase and audio excerpt or download of the actual teleclass itself, and then I will have a printable PDF on the topic of burnout and how, as a medical intuitive, I see it very differently from the standpoint of how it impacts the energy body, chakras, also the role our personality plays in the development or susceptibility and increasing that toward burnout. And it's with, so I just want to share one more thing, is the difference, so I can give you kind of a sneak preview. The difference between stress and burnout is stress is what occurs when we keep chasing the same old things, making the same old decisions, following the same old patterns. Burnout is when we lose the desire to chase. So it really is that depletion that I'm talking about. So if you think that you might be suffering from burnout, or maybe a loved one or a friend seems to be showing some of the telltale signs of burnout, I'm actually going to, in the teleclass, talk about the 12 stages of burnout. Those are really progressive steps that we take in the process, kind of that tipping point. When we reach that point, we can easily pull ourselves out of the burnout syndrome, that depletion syndrome. As we get deeper into it, it just takes a little more time. So again, it is free. It's March 22nd, 2012, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can register online at www.ritberger.com. Well, I'm going to jump right in, and I want to start out taking calls. And let's start out with Meryl from Connecticut. Hi.
Can you hear me, Carol?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. I guess you're on the East Coast, so good morning afternoon.
Thank you. Yes, we're just starting a snowstorm.
Oh, my gosh. We're getting one in California that is just unbelievable. So, anyway.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
so
wow.
So, see, it's just maybe we just need that little quiet time with all that beautiful blanket of snow. So, how can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I had called about my soul's calling, but I also was wondering about my knees that I've had an issue with for quite a long time and have tried numerous things to get them better. If there's any other thoughts you might have that could help me get them better.
Okay, so why don't you, because I have to use you as what I call a surrogate to get to them.
Yes.
I don't need their name, but why don't you share with me what you've been doing, and that will give me that connection where I can go in and connect.
Okay. I have done acupressure, acupuncture, a naturopath, a homeopath, something called muscle activation technique, essential oils, massage, chiropractic.
Okay. Ooh, wow, good girl. Man, you just went through the entire list. That's absolutely fabulous. Because the reality of it is all of those things should have made a difference. So I have this burning thing that keeps coming up as I connect with her. And this is this the oldest niece that we're talking about?
I beg your pardon?
Is this your oldest niece that we're talking about?
No, knees, K-N-E-E-S.
Oh, knees. Oh, well then hang on, because I need to go in and do you have a niece,
sure.
Honey?
Yes.
Okay, hang on to that, because when you asked me that question, she came in. So there's must be a connection there. I mean, woo, that's a woo-woo,
yeah.
Isn't it? Okay, so
it
let's
is.
Go in.
It is.
Can I go there with her, and then I'm going to come back to you? Because
sure.
she came in, because a lot of what I feel when I touched her is that she has this real burning desire to make a difference. She has a real burning desire to be able to step out of her history with her family, to step and move beyond some of the limitations that happens at a physical level, but it feels like it's more psychological. She really came here to be different and to march to that different drummer. But what I find is that she doesn't want to. And when I felt that in her, I thought, my gosh, I can feel that she's an indigo. I can feel that this is her work. And then it's like, why doesn't she want to do this? I literally asked the why question. And mm-hmm. the thing is that when I ask that why question, I always get an emotional response. And her soul said, because she's afraid of being rejected. Now, may I
yes.
ask you, is that something that you struggle with also, honey?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm not trying to plant seeds at all, so that's not
okay.
what this is about. But this is about she mirrors you energetically.
Oh,
and,
interesting.
And where she's moving forward in a smooth, enthusiastic, engaged way, I can mm-hmm. find you. When she gets to that place where she, you know, I feel this fear, and it's the fear around rejection, she stops. And what it says to me is that there's emotions that are somewhere locked in the body that she's here to change in her family and in the dynamics, as you're here to change in your family and the dynamics, taking your mom, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, and all your ancestors, that you came here to march to a different drummer also. So there's where I started putting the connections, and I think that she came to me because she wanted me to see her, because in her I could see you and approach it maybe from a different perspective. So,
yes.
Yeah. So pay attention to her. You know, you don't have to be a hawk, but just be kind of mindful of where she is and what she does. And when she gets to that place where it almost feels like just a belligerence inside, and I don't mean that negatively, but it's mm-hmm. like she has to reach that place, as I feel in you, reaching that place is, doggone it, I just don't want to do it like everybody else. That's that belligerent part. And I'm going to do it my own way. I'm going to walk my own way, talk my own way, and I'm going to do my work differently than anybody else. Now, does that uh-huh. relate to you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to send her great love. I'm going to send her, you know, thank you for being there so I could go there to come back the different way. All right. So let's go through and let's look at the knees themselves. I'm going to start out physically. The knees themselves, it feels like it's the right knee that actually is more struggling more than the left knee. Left knee is trying to compensate. It's trying to keep you in balance. The word that I keep picking up with you is balance. Every place I touch you, whether I touch you in the spine, in the neck, or I touch you in the spine, in the lumbar, sacral part, everything is about finding balance. So that's a key word for you as you're working forward in your own physicalness and then also in your own life and in the work that you do. So balance is kind of what feels like the mantra for you. In this process from the physical standpoint, I can go in and there's a couple things that immediately jumped out. Is the first thing that I went down to your feet, in both of your feet. I went down to the ball cushion of your feet and I went into the right, the big toe, little toe on the right foot, and I went to the little toe on the left foot. I tracked that sciatic nerve coming back up into the lumbar part of the spine, and I find that your tailbone, the coccyx, is tucked under. And my sense is what we have going on with the knees and some of the inflammation, I'm going to call it that. There's enough inflammation that I can't really get clear that we've got an arthritis, very honestly. I can't get clear that we've got an injury. There feels like in the right knee there may be a little hyperextension, but I really can't get there because I've got so much inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So from inflammation, continue with what you're doing from a vibrational standpoint. Edgar Cayce would have encouraged you to use castor oil packs to pull that inflammation out through the pores of the skin.
Yes.
So you might look at that, Tremel, Arnaflora, some of the topical homeopathic creams that they're available that also has an ability to be able to pull the toxin out. As I'm pulling the toxin out, you actually pronate your right ankle. You compensate by trying to throw it out to the outside with your shoes. It's putting pressure on your ankle, on your knee. The muscles that come up with the Achilles tendon and in the calf area and then the obliques and then the hamstrings aren't talking to each other. So having said that, first thing is let's go in and look at what we can do from shoes. Acupressure is very valuable to you. Even though you may not be getting the immediate relief, it's something that I would encourage you to continue to do, because what it does is it takes that pressure off of you both physically and then also psychologically, so you can step forward. So your foot will upright, meaning not pronating, not your shoe pulling it out, and that will take the pressure off of the knee itself.
Great.
The other thing that you might do is on the left knee, only because it's trying to compensate, you might try doing some ice packs on that left knee. And there isn't as much inflammation, but the left side of you, your soul side of you, has been trying to carry you while you've been so proactive and diligent, trying to do your work outside of you. And sometimes, very honestly, honey, you're not connecting at the level that you need. That's not said with judgment, but the level you need in order to keep your spiritual and physical nature in balance. So try some ice on that left knee. That will tell the brain to release a neuropeptide, endorphins, that basically are the equivalent of 1,200 milligrams of ibuprofen. That's going to help with the inflammation. And then look at doing some homeopathic topical creams that will also help quell the inflammation. That will help you.
Okay.
From your work and that spiritual perspective, you are doing your work. So if you've been doubting whether you are, that you are. The difference is I feel like I just want to stand side by side you and say, you know, honey, you've been in the trenches so long, doing it the way that you thought it should be, the way that you were taught how it should be, or what you read it should be. And I just want to stand there and I just want to say to you, come on, let's get out from under the fray. Let's get out of the current. Let's put our head above water. What do we need to do? When I touch that part of you, I can feel that spirit part of you become bigger than life, and then I can find that physical part of you not being focused on. It's like you become this spiritual being having a physical experience instead of a physical being trying to get to your spirit.
Yes, you're right.
And when you do that and you get your head above water, next thing is that in your quiet time, look at the things that people are telling you you're good at. They're subtle in some cases, but the things that you're good at. And then look at your work. And then it isn't so much changing your work as literally finding balance in your work. Meaning, do what you're best at first, and then let the rest of it follow its own course.
Okay.
You are a vibrational energy healer. That's why you've been drawn to the oils, the flower essence, the acupressure, all of the things. All of that is vibrational medicine. So you are a vibrational medicine practitioner. Your job is to assist people to connect with their vibrational nature, to remove the energy blocks through the essence and the vibration of the soul, and to be able to restore the balance in their body. And you start with the body, and then you work to the soul.
Okay. Thank you.
You are most welcome. And then to add the last part of it, thank you, beautiful Indigo, for coming on this earth early when nobody understood what Indigo was, trying to march to your drummer, trying to move beyond rejecting yourself in this. You're a wonderful elder, a lot of wisdom within you in order to be able to help your oldest niece be able to do her work. The relationship through your observation, her observation with you, will expedite the process and it won't feel as hard.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I bet all you thought you wanted to do was just talk about the knees, huh? And then the niece, whoa, you know, you just never know where this is going to go, do you, sweetie? You find this all the time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your being there, and continue your good work as well. I really
Well, thank you. Oh, light and love.
Just
you
keep it
you
up.
Made me smile.
Really, yeah. Thank you very much, Carol. I'll be listening more, and I'm already signed up for your March.
Good.
Thank you.
Good, good, good. Thank you so much. Hi, let's take Beth from Maine. Hi, Beth. How can I help you?
Hi, Carol. Thank you for taking my call. That was an intense reading.
Oh, it was. You know, I just never quite know what the soul is going to say. Go here, Carol. Go there. And I just follow it out until it says, okay, good job,
that
Carol.
That was really cool. And I'm going to be getting that storm that she's got now. We're going to be getting that tonight.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of the good news, and the bad news is the one we're getting in California is going to make its way over to you, honey, later in the week. So enjoy.
That's what we're here for. We're New Englanders. We're used to it.
Yeah. Anyway, how can I help you, hon?
So anyway, Carol, I spoke with you in the summer, and I was having difficulties with my spine. I've been disabled for a couple of decades now, and you had told me then that I had a couple of discs out, and it, you know, happens so that there are, and but I've been getting worse. My health is getting worse, and within this year, especially within the last few months, my body is doing really funky things. My muscles, my bones, my ligaments are spasming, locking up terribly. I feel like every joint in my body, it feels like I'm getting hammered with a wedge in between the joint. There's just a lot of ailment, and I can't understand what's going on. They drew 6 vials of blood the other day.
Okay.
And they're testing me for a bunch of stuff. And
good.
I'm wondering if you have any insight. You know, I've had a few surgeries. I've got the fibromyalgia. I've got arthritis. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed with both degenerative disc and degenerative bone disease.
Right.
So, and you also suggested, and I was in the process at the time of getting care from a holistic doctor, which I have been getting treatments. We've been doing the Reiki and the energy, and he even said I'm very receptive to this type of treatment, and but you know it's you got to keep going, and my body's been out of whack for so long. It's going to take a long time if we ever get back to a so-called normality. But what scares me is that I don't know what's happening to me lately, and I'm just going downhill fast.
Okay, so I'm going to take a different approach with you. So first of all, what you're experiencing, sweetie, is you're experiencing an immune system that has been working for so long to be able to restore the balance that it needs to look for any kind of anomalies in the physical body. And I have a very tired immune system. So everything that you're going to look at doing is that we need to support that immune system so it will stop attacking your body. And that's literally what it's doing.
Yeah.
And as it's doing it, it's literally in that hypervigilant state, as I refer to it. What it's literally doing is that it's coming in, and it anything that doesn't look right or feel right to the brain is sending messages to the immune system, and the immune system is like a whole army running to that area, and it's lost its ability. And I know that sounds melodramatic. I'll come back and fill in the blanks on that. But it's lost its ability to respond in the way that the immune system's designed to respond. All it's doing is being reactive to all these little anomalies and these aches and pains and all the things that your brain's sending it. And as a result, it goes to those areas, and it doesn't know if it really needs to go full force into creating the inflammatory reaction, which is causing it to cause deterioration. That's the degenerative part of the immune system that becomes at the state yours is, or whether it can go in and just do what it's designed to do, look around, see if we have anything that's abnormal. If we don't, then woo, let's go to another area. So everything needs to go to the immune system. Now, I said I'm going to take a little bit different slant. Are you open to medication?
Yeah.
Okay. I would encourage you. Yes, go ahead, sweetie.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. You go.
No, that's okay. As you know, I'm not anti-medicine. I'm not anti-doctor. I believe that where you are is that your body needs your immune system needs a very strong intervention. And those interventions, I would encourage you to get your blood work back, talk to your doctor, but I would encourage you to see a rheumatologist. And the reason I would encourage you to see the rheumatologist is the fact that there are different medications that they can give you that is going to stop the immune system from being as reactive as the brain is asking it to and attacking your body. These locking up of the muscles is nerves that are basically being attacked. It's the muscle that is being attacked. It's the thyroid that's being attacked. And it's just the immune system's working. That's the really good news. But the other part of it is it's lost its ability to discern what it's supposed to do. And we can use alternative therapies a lot of time. But honestly, honey, where you are, I would talk to them. What kind of medication? A lot of people are anti-prednisone. There certainly are side effects to it. But it's something that you might want to consider. At least do some research about it.
I'm really sensitive with medications, and I always get every negative side effect. They end up making me more sick than better. I end up having just an additional ailment.
Right. Well, and that is the truth. I mean, when I'm suggesting going the conventional route, using the medication that is used for the things that I'm picking up and what you're saying to me, is there are side effects. And I understand the sensitivity. What I would ask of you is, knowing that, do some homework. Really go in, look at it, talk to a doctor about it, see, let them know your sensitivities, and then see if we can open up a little bit around that so you can, if in fact you do, sweetie, need to go that route, then what you can say to your body is, you know, this isn't the rest of our life, body. All we need to do is just do a little bit of an intervention. We need to give you the help immune system so you're going to stop running around like a screaming Mimi and attacking everything. Actually talk to yourself that way. And then it may be that you won't need it, but it may be that you will. And if you do, honey, it's a short time. It will have tremendous effect on your ability to stop hurting, but more importantly, to stop the attack.
Wow. I would love to stop hurting. I've been in pain for so long, I don't remember what it's like not to hurt.
Hurting
more.
Yeah, and that's what you, excuse me for interrupting you, Beth, on it. I'm sorry, there was a little bit of a delay on that. The thing is, sweetie, is that we need to somehow, whether it's through Lyrica or even those are different things, we just need to stop somehow those messages, those pain messages bombarding your brain. And it because it's been so long, bombarding your brain screaming out to your immune system, help me, help me. And we have a triangular situation that's going on that somewhere we've got to have an intervention.
Wow. I do take the Lyrica. And, you know, it's funny because I for a long time, in various time periods, I've had an overly compromised immune system.
Mm-hmm.
I almost died back in 2009. I was in a house that was just loaded with black mold, and doctors couldn't figure out what was going on with me. My body was literally shutting down. Autoimmune, central nervous system, respiratory, and they came to the conclusion that it was the mold, and it took a long time to recover. I dropped down to 81 pounds, and my current doctor even mentioned having an overly compromised autoimmune. He thought I might have MS.
Right.
And because I lose my balance, you know, I need a cane, and it's getting harder to walk. It's more painful.
I can tell you, sweetie, when I touch you, and it isn't to negate anybody, I can pick up energetically the symptomology associated with MS, but you don't have, when I go in and look at the brain, I look at the spine, I'm not seeing enough of the lesion makeup that could give you a clear diagnosis of MS. I do have the lesions that come from an overstimulated immune system, a compromised immune system that is attacking the part of the body, the brainstem, the cerebellum, the part of the brain that's tied to motor skills. I can find the impact in the nerves themselves, but I'm not picking up that we could, even a doctor with what all the blood work is, not to say that you have MS. And here's how it feels, and it's, I'm not diagnosing. You have a lot of symptomology of lupus, but you don't have lupus. You have fibromyalgia with the symptomology of it. You have the degenerative part, but you don't really fit into those categories either. So in this process, that's part of your dilemma, is nothing is coming up clear enough. I my sense is this blood work that you're going to have is going to give them a different picture, to give them a different direction. So I'm very hopeful and positive about the blood work. But good. It's like we just need to go in, and I understand medication can be a Band-Aid on a boo-boo. It just needs an intervention, sweetie. So however you can look at that, whether you talk to that immune, that liver, that spleen, I love you, love you, love you, love you, whatever it is, just come up with something, see that's where the issue is, and then whatever you can do psycho-spiritually, energetically, vibrationally, physically, focus all of your love, attention, health, well-being, healthy immune system, healthy T cells, not a lot of inflammatory reaction. Just go in and visualize what that immune system would look like if it was really, really healthy. And then how would you feel? That could be very beneficial as well. Another thing that just came in with your soul is that get a piece of paper, get a salad plate, and draw a circle. We're making a mandala. And what I'd like you to do is I would like you to draw and color within that mandala patterns, pictures, whatever it would be, using crayons, colors, pencils, something very, very beautiful. I want you to see your immune system healthy and healed. And what would that look like? What colors? What patterns? Would it have trees? Would it have birds? Would it have clouds? Would it have flowers? And then use some mandala healing. And then what that'll do is it focuses your attention in the healing in a very precise way.
Wow. Wow.
So try that as well.
Yeah, I can see how that would work, because when I meditate, I have a happy place, and that it's all nature and such. And that, you said trees, birds. Yeah, that would go in my mandala.
Good. Try that, sweetie. And yeah, and do that as a ritual every day for a week, 7 to 10 days. Just make it part of your fun start of the day. Do it at the beginning of the day before you get overly fatigued. At the end of the day, it'd be more of an effort. But just make that your everyday focus, that concentration of focusing the mind on, look at how this looks when it's healthy. So, well, thanks, Beth. I'm sorry to have to cut
you
off. Sweetie, I've got to go. Oh, my pleasure, my love. You have a wonderful day. Enjoy the snowstorm.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. You enjoy your snowstorm. All right.
Well, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day. What I'm going to do is take a quick commercial break. It is a Conversations with Carol Day. I've got other callers on the line, so I'm going to come back and take your calls. Please stay tuned.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
welcome back, and thanks for joining me. If you are just joining me, today is a Conversations with Carol show, and what that means is I'm taking calls throughout the entire show. No topic that's really being shared, but I do want to jump in just a moment and talk a little bit about this energy and the value of your emotions, because those really are your barometer. But what I'm doing is I'm taking your calls and answering your questions. So if you do have a call for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and then also for international callers. I also want to let you know that I have posted my audio download of my ABCs of Surefire and Lasting Weight Loss Telegathering that I had in January. It's available for purchase on my website, www.ritberger.com. During this 90-minute program, my guest, natural living expert Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and I discuss all about the phenomena of weight gain, not only from that physical standpoint, but the psychological standpoint. And then also Dr. Susan, as she always does, I've had her on the show, very, very gifted at what she does, real common sense, really understands that life gets in the way. And what she shares is she shares from physical standpoint what we can do to lose 20 to 30 pounds in 3 months with eating more of the right foods and then letting go of the other the wrong foods, and then how do we jumpstart the metabolism in order to be able to really burn those calories that we are eating. And then I go in and Dr. Susan and I talk about this importance of self-esteem and how self-esteem really plays that important role in why we gain weight and also why we hang on to the weight. So from a psychological standpoint, as a medical intuitive, a lot of the weight issues we have is around self-esteem. And, you know, self-esteem is kind of a moving target. Sometimes in some areas it's very, very high, and in other areas it's kind of midpoint. In other areas, woo, it's pretty low. So what we do is we go, when we hit those low spots, we just go back to the healthy, high self-esteem, and lo and behold, then those pounds actually start dropping off and melting away without us really doing anything. And it's just a combination. We really don't do anything, but we do. We sleep better. We eat better. We feel better. We're happier with life. Our attitudes are better. So while self-esteem may not look like it's attached to the weight issue and the losing of weight, boy, it really is. So if you're interested in the audio download of the ABC of Surefire and Lasting Weight Loss, then what I encourage you to do, go to my website, www.ritberger.com. And then what you'll do is go and just click on the try before you buy. You can actually listen to the audio to be sure that it's something that is of value to you, and then you can purchase it right on my website. And then also to remind you that I do have my Your Health Teleclass coming up the end of March, March 22nd, and the topic is burnout, and I'm going to look at it from a metaphysical, psycho-spiritual, physical standpoint. From what burnout is, it really is a depletion psychologically and a depletion energetically. Well, let me jump right back in. Oh, I know what I need to do. Let me tell you a little bit about the energy. So my callers, please hang on. It won't take very long. The energy right now, I've been saying this for the last month, it's fast, it's furious, it still is, and it's intense. But the intensity has taken a little bit different shift in the intensity over the last week, meaning in the last 7 to 10 days. And what's happened is that you may start finding that there's a lot of emotional outburst or emotions that are coming to the surface really quickly, to the point where they blindside you. It's like, wow, where did that anger come from or that sadness? What is going on? Well, the two emotions that are coming to the surface that are really designed to come to the surface to help us recognize where we are the emotions of sadness and anger. And I'm not talking about anger from a little bit miffed. I'm talking about really being angry. And sad, it's not that we're a little disappointed. I mean, we're really sad. These two emotions are really coming forward in this shift of consciousness at this time in the intensity to help us recognize where we're giving away our energy, what we're doing that isn't in alignment with us. They're basically both telling us that you're doing what's urgent instead of important. You're doing the coulda, woulda, shoulda instead of I desire. And when those emotions come up, they're very heavy. They drain us of energy. They get the mind's attention. And the value of them is they're telling us, look at how much time you've invested and energy you've invested and emotional well-being you've invested and thoughts that you've invested in trying to solve maybe a problem that quite honestly isn't your problem. And yes, we're a dynamic part. We create our experiences, the attraction, the people that we create are all part of the dynamics. But it isn't that they're there to show us what we're always doing wrong. What they're doing is they're showing us also what we've done right. And when they come in, or we've been conditioned that they're coming in because we have done something wrong, we need to improve. But sometimes they're coming in and saying, you know what, that anger that you've been feeling a long time about the job that you're doing and the task and that you're feeling put upon and your shoulders are hurting and your lower back is hurting, well, maybe it's time that you step up and you say, you know what, no more doing this. And the anger is saying, change something. And sometimes that change something needs to be a memo, an email, needs to be a phone call. Maybe it's a constructive way of journaling where you're feeling, let that emotion out. Come up with a solution to change it. But really pay attention to the sadness and pay attention to the anger. And we will feel both, but you will find that there is one emotion of those two that you consistently, persistently keep bringing forward. And when it comes up, and it's coming up at a more of a volatility behind it, whether it's sadness that pulls you down or anger that kicks you in the bottom, whatever it may be, those two emotions are literally telling you at that moment in time, in the manifestation of your life at that time, something that you are doing, saying, or thinking is compromising the authentic you and compromising you from doing your work, meaning it's distracting you. So the energy and the intensity, pay attention to those two emotions, can come up with a constructive way for you to be able to work with those emotions. I did a class the other night. Somebody said, well, how do I go beyond sadness? I'm going to create joy. Well, when you're in sadness, you're in chemical chaos in your body, and to just all of a sudden turn that switch on that you're going to be this joyful joy meister, this joyful person, honest to goodness, it's probably not going to happen as quickly as what you're looking for. Joy, it can be the outcome, but when you feel the sadness, do something like we do with children. Distract yourself. If you're feeling sad, get up and move out of where you are and do something you love to do. 5 minutes. Do something that brings that joy back, that connects you with yourself. Get up, go out in nature, do something. I call it the 20-20 rule. Get up out of what you're doing that's making you sad for 20 minutes and look 20 feet beyond where you are. That means don't sit in that place or stand there or be caught in that and move on. Anger, again, anger is a very constructive way. Change the scenery, do something different. What that means is, again, 20-20 rule fits for both of them. Get up for 20 minutes, do something different. If you're angry with someone, walk away. And if they follow you and continue to tell you that, you know, blah, 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 and makes it angry, then continue to walk away. And then when you take a deep breath, because that gets you back in your body, just say to them, I need time to be able to work through this, and please, I'm asking you to honor that time. And, or if you're in the angry, you can turn around, give them that wonderful anger look, which they know immediately they need to back away. It works. And so you look at things that you can do to deal with sadness and anger. Those are the two emotions that are really prevalent right now in this shift of consciousness and in this fast, furious, and intense energy. Thank you for letting me share that. Christine from New York. Hi, sweetie. Thanks for hanging on as long.
Hi, thank you so much, Carol. I really appreciate it, talking with you.
Well, my pleasure. How can I help you, hon?
I'm calling because I have some left-sided issues, and it started with like a left low back pain and then went to my left knee, and then I have left ankle, and then I have like a left wrist, but really it's my left knee. Mm-hmm. And my other part is that I'm having trouble losing weight. I'd say about 40 pounds overweight. I was probably 20 pounds overweight before I had my first child, and now it's like 40 pounds overweight, and I'm just having trouble. I was wondering what the other component is of that you see. And then I think I'm going to do that seminar that you were talking about just before.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things that I pick up, and I'm going to go woo-woo with you to begin with.
Sure,
great. And the value of it is that, thank you for calling, sweetie, and hanging on the way that you did, because all of us can use this information.
Okay.
We have seven chakras in the body. We also have other chakras that have not been written about. We have a chakra in each knee that is important as the seven chakras in the body. It literally is our energy. There are energy chakras that ground us to our physical reality. When we start having knee pain, what our soul is really saying is it's really saying, look at abandonment issues. But it isn't abandonment issues with other people or our parents or our relationships or anything. It's our abandonment issues we have with ourselves. When we get too busy in life, we forget to do the things that are important. We basically step away from our soul. It's still there. It's still active. It's still calling us. It's still trying to get us to walk. But the knees are self-abandonment issues. The right knee always reminds us of all the things we've ever done. It's tied to that long-term memory. The right knee always, when we have knee problems, is telling us, look at all the things that you've done to not follow your path, to not step into your truth, to get so busy and all the things. It just comes in with so much past history and minutia. We just get buried. It's just too much. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, I abandoned myself. Oh, that's really heavy. The left knee is asking you to come back to that soul part of you that makes you happy, that gives you the satisfaction that you're looking for, that can help you connect with yourself so you can stand tall, that's balance, so you can move forward with confidence, that's third chakra tied to lower back, so you can move in a direction that you desire when you desire instead of the outside world pulling you along and telling you what you need to do, when you can move beyond your self-expectations. So the energy of the left knee is it's not blocked. It just has a constriction. And what is occurring is the energy, your chi, is not getting through that knee the way that it needs to.
Okay.
So following it back up now anatomically. The issue is in your mid-back shoulder blades, in that area that's right beyond, in the backside of your third chakra, the stomach, the spleen, the pancreas, the gallbladder, the vagus nerve that's part of the animation of the lungs, the heart, the digestive system. You've got a hitch in your get-along. Your muscles are tight as a tick right there.
Okay.
What that means is, so I'll ground it so you can experience it, is it means that you don't have the flexibility to bend forward and to go back as smoothly as you can. You don't have the full range of motion. You can't turn from side to side and twist as freely as you have been able to do. That lets me know that the muscles are tight. Mm. When you carry your baby, then I would encourage you to shift the baby from one hip to the other.
Okay.
And not always on the same one, because I think that it's a pattern there, the responsibility, the doing what's right by a mother, you know, and I want to say to you with great love, but I'm going to say it. Sweetie, you know how to mother. You are an outstanding mother. You may not do things like your mother or what other people think you should, including any parenting magazines that tell you this is the best way to raise your baby. The reality of it is, you have a connection with your child that's playful.
Yeah.
And sometimes it feels to me that you get caught up in that mother part, that you do everything that's supposed to be right, and you forget to play with your baby. Get down on your hands and knees and have fun. See the world through the, you know, where your baby sees the world. And, boy, I'll tell you, it gives you a different perspective. So, not nagging, but something that just is part of this type. It's what you love doing. You just, I mean, you're enamored with this little bean, honey.
I am. I love him so much.
Oh, my God. You just, you know, it's just looking. Everything is new and everything is different. And, you know, to smell him. And I mean, my God, he's just, I just want to just hug him myself when I touch him and everything. So those are the things. So anatomically, what we want to do is we want to loosen up that thoracic vertebrae, the thoracic plexus, thoracic vertebrae 6, 7, 8, and 9. There's actually four vertebrae at that point in time, six, seven, eight, eight, four vertebrae at that place where it's just your muscles are tight and you're not getting the movement. It's pulling on your pelvic girdle. It's pulling on your hamstring. It's pulling on your Achilles tendon. It's causing your ankles to get tight. They don't have the flexibility. Your toes are trying to grip you just like the, like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid she's going to fall over backwards, Carol. I'm gripping, gripping, gripping. And that puts a lot of pressure on the nerves, a lot of pressure on the muscles, and that goes up into your lower back, up into your mid back. So there's your hitch in the get along.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then I think that's also some of the discomfort that I'm picking up in your digestive tract. It's not a problem, but I can pick up some discomfort. You don't feel like you're digesting fully the way that you normally would.
True. Yeah.
So, okay. So with that, so now what we have is that from a soul perspective, I think if you get down on your hands and knees and you play with your child and you see the world through your child's eyes, you're going to go back and remember that beautiful inner child you have, that playful part of you. I think this sense of responsibility that's coming along with being a parent and doing things right, I think it can help you balance those two. I do know you want to do things right, but I'm going to tell you, there is no way with this child that you are going to break this child's spirit. There is no way that you're going to conform this child to the point where this child loses himself. His job is to teach you, Mom, stop losing yourself and all the coulda, shoulda, wouldas.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's what he's here for.
Okay.
You could try doing some very gentle stretching in the shoulders.
Okay.
You could look at doing some heat in that area. You might want to look at some acupressure, some things like that. That would help you. You might want to look at craniosacral. That may help you as well.
Great.
Good. Well, thanks, sweetie. It was good talking to you. And, oh, thank you for letting me go in and touch this beautiful being that's gracing this earth.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. So all of us out there that are feeling stuck and burned out and all the rest of this stuff, I just want to tell you that this is really a cherub, an angel, and I mean just like the little doughboy. You just want to hug and love. So all of us need that little hug and loving. I want you to think about this little being and see it however you need to. But I'll tell you, you just made my day, sweetie. So thanks very much. All right. What I want to do is I'm going to take one more call very, very quickly. Let's jump in. Mara, hi, sweetie, from San Jose.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Maya.
Oh, Maya. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Maya. Oh, that's why I know you. Okay. Have
yeah.
we met?
No, we haven't met.
But we have a lot of kindredness, don't we?
Oh, that's great.
Sorry. Okay, so sorry, I had to get me out of the way. Okay, I'm out of the way, honey. So I've got just a few minutes. How can I help you, darling?
Okay, I've just been having a lot of upper back kind of soreness and tightness, and I just wanted to see what that was related to.
It's all muscular,
okay.
And it's trapezius muscle. The muscle's really tight in the neck where your neck and your shoulders come together. The muscles, those little mastoid muscles on either side of the neck that hold the head upright, are very tight. They're just like little tight pencils. And what it's doing is it's pulling on the clavicle. The clavicle, it's also pulling on the trapezius muscle, so it's muscular. So look at some things that you can do, sweetie, to be able to relax the muscles. You might want to look at doing homeopathic remedies such as arnica. You might want to look at doing some homeopathic creams. That will relax the muscles. You might want to look at doing some heat and then some cold. That will relax the muscles. Then also, your jaw is off. Have you ever been diagnosed with TMJ, honey?
What's that?
TMJ is where you can't open your mouth as wide, where it has a limitation and a range of movement when you open your mouth. You may hear a little bit of clicking in one of your jaws. You may feel like your bite is off where your lower teeth are going opposite of your upper teeth. So
My mouth, and I feel like I clench, and sometimes I kind of grind my teeth and I wake up and it's really sore.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's doing the muscles. So what you can do is you can go and you could go to a pharmacy and look at getting a night guard. You'd have to get used to it. What you might want to do is do some research on TMJ, look at some of the things you can do. There's actual exercises that you can do that are not strenuous, but what they do is they build up the muscles to where the muscles can help, you know, give you that range of movement. A night guard will help you when you're sleeping. So those are some of the things that you can do. Also, for some reason, your body just said to me that what you can do is, why don't you get some castor oil at a health food place or a drugstore? Don't drink it. Put it on a pad, a piece of flannel, and I'd like you to put it on your left jaw just in front of your ear. And what you're going to do is you're going to pull some toxin out of there. And then I would like you to put it on your right jaw, but I'm going to ask you to put it up higher. So the left side, I'd like you to put this castor oil pack. You can test it. Be sure you don't have allergic reaction. Put it below the ear and then on the right side above the ear, and we can pull the toxin out. I think that's going to give you some muscle movement. So the good thing is everything's muscular. So deal with it muscularly, and then also in the healing part of it, and then also go in and look at the TMJ and look at some of the things that can be done for that as well, sweetie.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to take care of the problem. And I'm sorry that I have to get off of it. We do have a connection. Both of us are trying to speak our truth. Sometimes it doesn't feel as comfortable. But you know what? Keep on saying what you need to, honey. And I'm going to keep on saying to it. I'm not going to clench my teeth when I want to and everything else. So there's our connection. Light and love to you. Light and love to
Thank
all of you.
So
have my pleasure. Light and love to all of you. Have an absolutely wonderful week. I'm going to see you next week on the radio. And just let those emotions come forward and deal with them when they do. Light and love. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com.